Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your girl, LaToya Love. Y'all know what's going down right here in my city, Columbus, Ohio. Yeah. As you just heard, that was my girl Cardi B and Bruno Mars with Tripping on That Finesse. Yeah. We gonna touch bases on that a little bit today. This is for artists who don't know. This industry is so full of con artists and so full of shit. So full of finessers, you have to be ready and prepared for, I would say you have to be ready to take a loss sometimes, because the only way to gain knowledge sometimes is if you fall. The only way to gain knowledge is sometimes is if you go through something and you experience it, so you're able to tell somebody else. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is I had an incident about 2-3 weeks ago where I had a guy come in with official paperwork from We The Best, official emails, official everything, even show proof, call people on the phone and everything like that was real big with the shit. He finessed the hell out of my friends in Atlanta. Finessed me here along with artists that I was dealing with. And that's not good, because it's like, remember, when you are connecting and networking people, you're the middleman. So somebody is going to go at you before they go to the person who actually did the bullshit. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, the situation was so serious, man. I was like, listen, I got to clear this up. I got to clean this up, because I'm not out here trying to scam and get over on nobody, because that's not something I do. But the scammer, the way he did it was just so crazy. And it was so demonic and irritating and disrespectful. Like, you don't know how bad I wanted to really just flip out. Like, it made me want to take a step back away from doing music. And then I realized, like, at the end of the day, this is what I do. This is my gift. I'm never going to stop doing what I do. God didn't give me the mouth to and the ability to do the things I'm doing just for nothing. I'm here for a reason. And I'm not going to let a scammer get in my way. And I'm not going to let a few artists that want to stay angry at me, you know what I mean, for some shit happening that I had no control over, you know what I mean? At least I kept it 100. I came back. I tried to clean up the situation, you know what I mean? I even got their money back. But they chose to go somewhere else with their money or whatever. And they landed up into another position where they was not able to get their full money back, but they was able to get some of their money back. The whole thing about it was is, I never knew that this shit was going to happen. Like, I never would want to put nobody in harm's way or anything like that. I'm always been here, been doing this shit, never going to stop. I'm just here to help people. But we will continue this week.